Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an anonymous email here.
Hello, I recently graduated in May and I am applying to law school in the fall. I took an LSAT in March, but got caught up with school and couldn't study well. I got a 153, but canceled it, which I should have just kept looking back now. I last scored a 160 on a practice exam after studying for 3 weeks using LSAT Demon. Well, I wouldn't regret that cancel. I mean, we never recommend people cancel.
Yeah, but you're not going to use that 153 for anything.
That 153 and a cancel are the same thing. It doesn't matter one way or the other. You're going to get a 160 something or maybe even 170 something. And that cancel / 153 are just not going to be part of your, I mean, it's on your record, but the law schools don't have to report it to the ABA, so they don't care.
Yep.
I find that I always run out of time near the end of the sections and get the last five or so wrong because of the time. I am taking my LSAT in August and aiming for the 170s. Whoa. And I believe my pace is keeping me from that. So I was wondering, how do you suggest getting better at that? Want to stop there and give some advice to Anonymous?
Yeah, I mean, we encounter this all the time, and it's probably because you've only been with the demon for 3 weeks, but your problem is not time. Your problem is understanding the questions that you're getting to. As you understand them better, you will get faster. So it's not about like, oh, I need more time. It's I need a better understanding of the questions I'm doing.
Yeah. The only way to go fast on the LSAT is by accident. If you're doing it right, you're going to be calmly solving each question and you get so good at it that it just doesn't take you much time. On the games, you really solve the system and then you just answer all the questions back to back to back, no problem, without hardly doing any work because you already did that work up front in your setup. On logical reasoning, you're predicting the answer. Reading comp, you're predicting the answer. And then the wrong answers just start to look like trash. And then you go faster and faster accidentally. But it's not because you're pushing for speed. And pushing for speed, ironically, is going to have the exact opposite. You're going to make a bunch of casual mistakes. You're also going to misread things. You're not going to see the shortcuts. You're going so fast that you're going to miss the shortcuts. And then the test is going to just seem difficult.
And by shortcuts, Nathan is talking about an understanding of what's being said fundamentally. It's not like some like, oh, trick or gimmick. It's like, right. Oh, I know what they just said. The first words that are in this answer choice cannot logically be consistent with what was said. So I am done. That's a shortcut. And you're not reading the rest of the answer choice and you're saving time.
Yeah, students are slow because they spend so much time comparing wrong answer choices to one another. Mm-hmm. And experts are fast because they take all the time they need to understand the argument, understand the setup of the game, understand the passage in reading comp, really read and really understand and synthesize the information that's there and try to predict the answers to the questions. And then on the wrong answers, it's like, what? No, nope, nope. Oh, yeah, there we go. D. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, you've done 80% of the work before you ever even read answer choice A. Students do it the other way around. They spend 80% of their time comparing wrong answers to one another. It's just, boy, much more difficult, much more time consuming, and not nearly as fun. Yeah. As knowing what you're looking for and predicting the answer. So you got to stop worrying about speed. You just got to go deep and focus on accuracy. Anonymous continues, also, I switched from pre-med to pre-law very late because I realized it is not what I wanted to do. So I was a biology major and graduated with only a 3.67 because I found my bio courses to be very challenging. Would a high LSAT score help make up for this and give me a shot at good law schools? period. It was like one big long run-on sentence with a question at the end, but a period. Thank you. That's from Anonymous. What do you have to say about all that?
Just go to lsidemon.com/scholarships, put in your 3.67 GPA, and start seeing what different LSAT scores will do for you when it comes to scholarships. That's how you determine how well an LSAT score can compensate for your low GPA.
Yeah, and 3.67 is not shockingly low at all. And you'll write a one-sentence addendum pointing to an increasing grade trend, possibly, after you switched majors.
Yeah, don't call it an increasing grade trend. Just say it was whatever, right?
I switched majors and my GPA was 4.0 after I did that.
Yep.
Or I don't know. Yeah, when I switched to pre-law, my GPA was this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something, just one sentence. And then, but you've got to have the LSAT that's going to make them actually look at it. I'm a little worried that Anonymous says, I am taking my LSAT in August.
Kind of suggesting that this person is planning on only one attempt. You should really be planning on two. If you knock it out of the park and you get the highest score you could possibly imagine your first attempt, great, you're done. But that's not the norm because of variance.
And even if you do score 170 on that first, on that August attempt, I mean, if your practice tests indicate that you can score 174, then you should definitely take it again. So
yeah,
you should be considering multiple overlapping tests, probably plan to take it in August, September, and October, especially if you think you're going to apply. Well, you say, I am applying to law school in the fall. So I'm glad you're shooting for August. And you should also be taking September and October. You need to treat August as if it's just another practice test. The best way to do that is to have it literally be a practice test for your September and, you know, October exams, which you're gonna take. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.